mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour, my friends, your call's coming up as we talk to syndicated radio broadcaster, also on XM Radio as well, Raleigh James. The website, Raleigh.net, her name, Raleigh James. I was saying RaleighJames.net earlier. She joins us here in the third hour, and for those that are just joining us, we're talking about just the whole spectrum of news and what's happening. And I want to state this again. Regardless of who is elected on the morning of November 3rd, both the candidates are cousins, skull and bones. They're for open borders, gun control, UNESCO and the UN. They're for the war. They're for going into Syria and Iran. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I predict George Bush, so does Raleigh. And unfortunately, I predict it's going to be a disputed election, at least for a few days, and that you're going to see some serious rioting in this nation, which will give them even more of a pretext to clamp down. The worse thing get, the worse things get, the more control they get. They love it. Raleigh James, what chance do you think we have of seeing riots in this nation if the election is disputed?
I think it's pretty good, actually, as far as that goes. Now, the interesting thing about Kerry, and you're right, they are the same, and I love that one skull, one bones, and so true. But when you look at his record, and also when you look at his persona, because he is an arrogant elitist, no matter how you spell it, they had to look far and wide to find someone so far to the left and so arrogant so as to give Bush the edge, because frankly a lot of people in this country were upset with Bush, and I was stunned that they could find someone so out of the mainstream to run against him. That had to be by design.
Well, we know that Bob Dole rolled over for Bill Clinton. I mean, this stuff's been going on. I mean, they basically ran a mummy against him.
Right.
Right.
So here we are.
It's the same thing over and over again. So, I say then, why don't we focus on the local and county and state elections? That's where the real power is at if we take back our 10th Amendment and tell the feds to take a hike.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's so unfortunate that in a midterm election almost nobody shows up and very few people know who their state representative is. But not only is the power there for them locally, but also those are the guys who tomorrow will escalate to the presidency. So that's a great place to get independents and thirds into office, and it can be done.
Yeah, if people were involved more locally, take a normal local election in Austin, 8% turnout on average.
Well, of course, there are no normal elections in Austin.
Boy, you said it. Oh, man. Well, overall, you know, the final question you had for me on your broadcast last week was, you know, can it be fixed? And I think both it can't and it can. I mean, we're going to go through this process. You know, the question is what comes out of the process, more enslavement or a renaissance against this tyranny? And I see the renaissance taking place, but they're so good at centralizing the debate that people who are waking up feel like they're the only ones. Well, I'm actually out there talking to the public, Raleigh. I don't know really anybody who isn't waking up unless they work for the government.
That's very true. But I will say there's another group of people, the dedicated socialists, if you will, who absolutely believe in control, because in their heart of hearts they believe that we are not capable of guiding our own life and that we need to be protected from one another. And I think that is a disturbingly growing group of people at the same time. So it's like a pendulum. There's people on our side who are saying, you know, get out of my life, leave me alone. And there's others who are welcoming this, and you see this all the time. And, of course, the news loves to highlight the first family that was chipped in Florida because they feel so much safer. And, you know, you and I would look at each other and go, I can't believe this is even on television.
So it's two different worlds co-residing together at the same time.
Sure it is. Sure it is, and they're counting on that, too. You know, what's fascinating to me, and you hear them all the time, too, is how anybody with a straight face would have created an OnStar commercial.
We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Raleigh James, a very serious but also very informed broadcaster, taught me a lot when she was on locally here in Austin many years ago. Syndicated broadcast, XM radio, you name it. Raleigh.net, Raleigh with two L's, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. She's going to be with us for another 30 minutes or so. I'll try to keep her the whole time. I'm enjoying her riding shotgun with us today. And yes, we'll go to Malta in Denmark and Brock in Rhode Island and Tim in New Haven, Connecticut, and everybody else that is patiently holding there. And again, the number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But, Raleigh, you know, this line we hear from Republicans and Democrats, you were getting at this with OnStar, give up liberty, you get security. Give up liberty, you get security. Before 9/11, the terrorists are going to attack, not a question of it, but when, and when they attack, give your rights up, you'll be safe. It was like Jim Jones having his cult followers drilling with Kool-Aid every day until the real thing happens, you know, training us. So when it happened, give up your rights within 2 hours. It's Bin Laden. Give up your rights. Run for the hills. Give up your rights. The men in black ski mask will keep you safe. So bottom line, they got double funding after Oklahoma, and they got now triple plus funding after this. Is there incentive to stop the attacks, or is there an incentive to actually go out and fund them? And then we talk about, well, I mean, you were talking about this on your own broadcast. I mean, giving up your liberty doesn't give you security, does it?
It guarantees not to, and of course that was Franklin's famous quote, you know, a man who gives up his liberty for security deserves neither. And it's a fine deal to make. The only problem with it's not possible to make it. But you've got throngs of people, particularly the soccer moms, the It's for the Children moms, and they will absolutely give up anything if they perceive their child is safer. You know, there'd almost be a debate if it were possible. But the problem is that giving up your liberty has never and will never get you security.
Well, it ensures that, you know, let's say we had an angelic government, as you said last hour, you've built the mechanisms, the levers of despotism. They will be used. It's only a question of when.
Of course. Of course. And you know, we were talking a few minutes ago about people's reactions. And, you know, very often I love to think that, well, if everybody was aware of the things that we are talking about, they would see the light and, you know, act accordingly. But the reality is that's really not true any longer. For instance, those who are dedicated socialists who are saying they want government health care. Well, you and I know that it's not about the cost. It's about the choice. You know, we don't want to give up our destiny to choose. Well, sadly, there are many people who are saying, well, I don't care if I have free choice. The government knows better than me. I just want to be taken care of. So you've got individuals who are willing to say, well, I don't care if I have these rights and these freedoms. I want to be taken care of.
I want to be a domesticated cow.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
But the problem is they go, England's so great. Oh, yeah, I have an employee that works for me running PrisonPlanet.com and TV, lives in England. And Tony Blair admitted in the House of Commons a few months ago that it is a 14-month wait for cancer surgery for terminal cancer that kills you in 6 weeks.
Well,
if you've smoked, they won't give you any treatment ever. I mean, and there's lines for the most basic stuff, and they saw off the wrong leg. You know?
Well, my favorite was, or least favorite, I should say, when Paul McCartney met his wife, and they talked about all the landmines and all that. The woman who got up to speak there, who was missing four, count them, four of her limbs, that's all of them, had meningitis. And the reason she lost her limbs was because there was a health care strike, and she couldn't get in to be treated until the point that all four of her limbs had to be removed.
But they acted like it was from landmines.
Well, they didn't so much act like that.
They just put her up there.
She was up there with the landmine victims. But to me, this is not about anything except let's talk about the results of health care. And no one brought this up at any point in any of the press releases I saw. And, of course, you can ask the Canadians as well, many of them. They'll tell you what it's like in terms of...
Well, I mean, I have a lot of British listeners. I do a lot of British radio. I'm a guest on a lot of their shows. They hate their system. When they got money, they fly here or they fly. Canadians come down here for their health care.
Well, the Canadians absolutely come here. But regarding the British or the Australians or something, the reality is if they have money, they're treated privately in their own country. So what's really gone on is a bigger class has been created between the have and have nots by this system that's supposed to eliminate it.
And what's made health care so expensive is the corporate socialism involved where they socialized to guarantee their profits. They socialize our care, but fascitized, a new word I just invented, I'm George Bush,
yes.
Fascitized the profits.
Yes, that's all true. And, of course, the cost shifting between what they've got to pay out for a Medicaid or Medicare procedure versus what it costs them, well, they pass it along to the insurance companies who then make deals for preferential prices. And the guy who's paying, the only person in America paying full price for health care is the uninsured.
Let me tell you a story. My dad is a dentist oral surgeon, but what he really does now over the years, and he just got into it because he ran such successful dental offices, he consults for now not just medical, but medical as well as dental. And he says that the insurance companies come in and they pay off whole groups, and this is what he fights against because it actually isn't good for profits long term. It isn't good for the doctors, the patients, anybody, and it, of course, screws the doctors too. They come in and they pay them off. They go, here's a giant contract, take all of our cases, but we don't want you to really give people care, just do the absolute minimum. And you know, we all hear this about HMOs. Folks, this is actually what goes on in these boardrooms. Go ahead.
That's 100% true. I always say with HMO, take veterinary medicine, stand in line behind the cow, you'll be treated better. HMOs are fine as long as people know what they are, and no one seems to. People want something for nothing. The reality is it's managed care, and the goal is to save money by withholding treatment, and people are being rewarded financially for the withhold. And
well, we put too many middlemen involved in healthcare.
Yeah.
And so they've got all their profits, and then their profits are designed to not have a free market system. Raleigh, you keep mentioning OnStar, which disgusts me.
Help me. I don't know how to open it. Save me.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do that for you. Here's a piece that Michael Corbin put together called Neocon Star about a year ago, and we haven't played this in a few months. I think you're going to get a big kick out of this, so take a listen to this. Here's Neocon Star, folks.
Neocon Star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Emerald Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in 2 counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
All right. So there's that piece. And, again, that was a year and a half ago. We knew about the plans for the blimps. They were over us in D.C. Now there's one over D.C. and New York. Toyota's coming out with a car. You got to swipe your card through so it'll start. They say you'll have to have this card to have jobs anywhere. This is all happening. I mean, you know, that's dark satire, but we're only a few years away. And China actually has 24 mobile execution vans with automatic lethal injection in them. So I guess, really, truth is stranger than fiction, Raleigh.
Absolutely. And that was great, by the way. I loved it. And, you know, just the fact that the OnStar spots run as they do, and you've got a number of people who are saying, oh, that's great, let me order it, tells you everything you need to know.
But now they're saying, we're just going to make it standard, you'll have to have it. And then on top of that, they got caught, a year ago, using OnStar to listen to people, because the government's tied through that, and it's an audio cell phone in your car.
Well, the best part about this is, again, the only reason we know that is the Ninth Court of Appeals ruled against it in San Francisco. But, again, the reason that they did was not because anybody was spying on you in your car. It's simply because when they were spying on you, it interfered with your ability to use OnStar as directed. And what the court basically said is if they could find a way to spy without it interfering with that, then they don't have a problem.
Yeah, no more Fifth Amendment, Fourth Amendment.
I was aghast at this, and you're right that it will not be voluntary, and already even people with OnStar are finding out it's not voluntary. If you decide to stop paying, they'll cut off your services, but they won't remove OnStar or cut off their ability to listen.
Folks, are you starting to get the bigger picture? Of course, in 96 they passed a law that all cell phones had to be satellite triangulated by the towers down to 15 feet. And then it became the law October 1st, 2001. Still, you tell the average person that, they go, yeah, right, sure.
Well, they also don't realize that when the phone is off, it's still transmitting location.
That's why when those reporters got loaded on for Bush flying the turkey to the troops, the plastic turkey, during, what's the name of the holiday, Thanksgiving, that they made all of them take the batteries off their cell phones and put them in a bag, and they said, no, it's not so you can't call, it's so nobody can listen to us.
Right, but the new phones, you can even take the batteries off.
It's all part of the new freedom, ladies and gentlemen. More Orwellian than Orwell's nightmare vision. We'll talk to Malta in Denmark, Brooke in Rhode Island, and others on the other side with Raleigh James on a lot of other key news as we accelerate towards election 2004, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from sunny Southern California to Providence, Rhode Island. And, of course, going out on the global shortwave during the day. Coming up next Monday, you'll hear us on a new frequency. WWCR is switching frequencies to 9.985. I only do that every once in a while, I guess, some request or something. So 9.985 next Monday. And, of course, at night, 9 to midnight, same thing, 3210. Same old frequency, and that'll be posted at Infowars.com on the listen page. Let us go to the calls now for our esteemed guest, Raleigh James. Let's talk to Malta in Denmark. And I'm going to these calls quick, so be ready.
Hello, Malta. Alex.
Hello, Malta.
I was trying to talk about the chip and the D and National Register. They just expand the Danish National Register for civil indictment. Now it's crime from a low to up to 18 months. You get into the register. And
okay, let me stop you. I think what you're saying is what's happening here. If you're just arrested or indicted, you go into a DNA database.
Indicted, not arrested. Indicted, you get in the register for crimes for up to 18 months.
Sir, certain U.S. states are proposing, and the feds are proposing in the Patriot Act 2, this is on my website, the actual subsections, that if you're even pulled over and arrested for a parking ticket, they're going to take a cheek swab of your cells. Thanks for the call, Malta. Let me get a comment on that from Raleigh James. Doesn't matter if it's Denmark or England or the U.S., the same system's going in.
Oh, of course it is. And they get it in by the carrot and the stick. The carrot, of course, is that the oldest for the children, the individuals who want to be protected. The stick is pick any group that is socially unacceptable. They'll start it with things like child molesters and things like that. Well, of course, we need their database, and that's been going on for a while. Well, now it's expanded, as you say, to the point that it's now proposed, and it's on the California ballot, in fact, coming up next week, about going ahead and taking the DNA of everyone who is arrested. Like you say, not even charged, just arrested.
And they're talking about period, folks, and a bunch of other states are proposing this. So good questions you brought up. You know, an important point here is that we talk about implantable microchips 5-6 years ago. We were nuts. I was just going off the federal documents. Now, if you want to be a Mexican judicial worker, you got to have it. Now they're expanding it out to other agencies. The Italian government's proposing it. But some governments are actually doing it. Now special forces are getting it. We've confirmed that since my cousin first told me in special forces a year ago they were getting the chip. It's now happening. And then now Time Magazine for Kids, almost every issue is how great the chip is. It's being promoted on shows like CSI Miami. All the coolest clubs have got it. You got to have it. Raleigh, they're really doing a job on us. They're selling it as security and as a fad.
Oh, sure. You're going to see the missing child that everybody's frantic about who successfully returned because of the chip. That'll be in the news.
And that'll be a staged event.
Yeah, of course. And then, like you say, that club in Barcelona, Spain, where if you had a chip, only you could get into the VIP room with the elite stars, and people were lined up around the block. So sure. Remember, these are the same people who are ordering OnStar, so why should the chip bother them?
They want to be groveling, mindless slaves, and when you warn them, they'll just laugh at you. You're a kid. I mean, they have childlike minds. They will face nothing that is painful to their little brain.
Well, no, but you see that, like I say, with all the people who are ushering in more of the social programs that are getting to the heart of having us part with our constitutional freedoms, and they laugh at anybody who would see the government as anything other than benevolent.
And by the way, they call all this a service. A service is something that you go out and you want where you have control. The IRS and all this is not a service, folks. It's a business on you. It's all about enslavement. Let's talk to Brooke in Rhode Island. Brooke, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Brooke in Rhode Island. Good to speak to you. I'd like to take the risk to make the prediction that the Boston Red Sox are going to win and John Kerry is going to be the next president. But that is not the real reason I'm calling you. I'm calling you because of something you mentioned about judges and Supreme Court judges. Several weeks ago, there was a story in the New York Post titled, "Orgy in the Court, Scalia's Gone Wild."
Yes, Scalia said orgies are good for you, and it's very Christian.
He's addressing students at Harvard and saying that orgies were a wonderful thing and everybody should engage orgies. And I was wondering if you heard this story.
Well, sir, if you say you admire Hitler, you're conservative. If you fight Hitler, you're anti-Semitic. And if you say orgies are good, it's Christian and conservative. If you say that that might not be too Christian, you must be Satanist. Stay there. We'll talk about the doublethink when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Raleigh.net is her website with two L's. She's Raleigh James, syndicated broadcaster on the AM and FM dial. Flagship out of Philadelphia, 1210 WBHT. PHT, can't get that straight. And, of course, live from, 10 to 1 Eastern, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Powerful broadcast also on XM. Raleigh, what channel on XM Radio?
165, the Ask channel.
All right, that's really growing, so that's exciting to know folks like you were on there. I want to go back to the callers here, just get through a bunch of these and let you cover any other key topics you want to talk about and a few other stories I want to get to. So callers, just make it quick. I mean, I say that to myself more than anybody because I always want to hear you elaborate. Brooke in Rhode Island, finish up the point you were making.
Alex. Can I just quickly read a couple things from this article? Because they're
restate what you were talking about, because I forgot what you were saying during the break.
We were talking about Anton Scalia.
The orgies
at Harvard. Yeah.
How good they are, yeah.
Scalia denounced abstract moralizing by judges and said that some matters such as abortion and assisted suicide were too fundamental to be decided by them. He ridiculed a European Court of Human Rights ruling that struck down as an invasion of privacy a British law barring group sex by gays. Is this unbelievable or what?
Well, let me just, it's more doublethink. Let me just say this. You got 7 of the 9 members of the Supreme Court put in by Republicans, and we've had the most draconian, authoritarian, despotic, tyrannical Supreme Court ever. And most of the time, the Democrats that are on there are voting with them. So this thing of, get Bush in, he'll get good judges in, he's so good. Let's get a comment from Raleigh James. Raleigh?
I'm always suspect when the subject of sex comes up, whether it's comments by a judge or whether it's the morphing of Clinton's impeachment, which, of course, had nothing, as far as I'm concerned, to do with Monica Lewinsky, everything to do about perjury or Chinagate or whatever. Sex is most powerful as a topic because as soon as it's raised, people immediately get involved in the discussion and forget the basics of what we should be talking
about.
Yeah,
it's our primary programming.
Right. It's a smokescreen. And so anytime I hear somebody bringing up something that is, titillating, not in the pornographic sense, but in terms of just for folks who get off on these discussions, sexual in nature, I wonder, what are we covering?
Well, I mean, I'm not criticizing Brooke for bringing this up because, you know, he's this big hypocrite about sex and how Christian he is, and then he spouts off in the Harvard newspaper about this. And the bigger story is the hypocritical nature of the so-called Christian conservatives. I consider myself to be a Christian and a real conservative, paleo-conservative. They're quiet about it. It's like the New York Post reporting how top gay porn stars are shipped into Bohemian Grove to, quote, service the members.
Right. And that, as you well know firsthand, is absolutely true. I'm certainly not criticizing Brooke. My question, though, is anytime I hear the word sex, I look deeper to see what we're not covering because usually we're hiding something else.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, Ken Starr was in the law firm that represented the communist Chinese military. The Republicans and Rumsfeld were involved making the transfers. Clinton signed off on the traitorous activities. And so they didn't want to go after Clinton on something they were all dirty on. It had to be one specific, sectioned off sexual issue of a dress and cigars and stuff in the Oval Office because that was specific to only Bill Clinton. They couldn't attack him on all the other galaxy of corruption because they were all involved in it too.
Absolutely.
Very well said, Raleigh. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for the call, Brooke. Let's talk to I got mixed up. Who's up next here? Kenny in Texas. Kenny, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Love your work, man. Got a couple shining examples in the city of Houston about some of the issues that you've been talking about. I lived in Austin for like the last 3 years. And
drop it on me.
Got a couple of concrete examples here. Just the other day, there's supposedly a dumping problem in the city of Houston. So let me guess,
they've got to put up hidden cameras in all rural areas on side roads, and they're going to have little lines in the parks, that little robotic cameras that are very cheap and good for you, go back and forth.
At the discernment of the people that live in the neighborhood, of course, with, you know, the homeowners associations involved.
Nationwide, these cameras are going up, and already several thousand on little trolleys have been put up in the most rural areas and on side streets, and they just so happen to be able to look at your house. I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to act like I'm smart and know everything. It's just that I knew where this was going. Let's let Raleigh comment on this first, though. Raleigh, this stuff's going in everywhere.
Well, sure it is. And, you know, in fact, one of the things that I had mentioned I'd talk about tonight on the air is reality TV is a big conditioning of this as well. You know,
training us to have cameras, it's glamorous.
Right, and a lot of people are saying, is it cheap entertainment? The hell with cheap entertainment, it's easy indoctrination. You know, when we see people who have no problem being filmed in their most private moments, I mean, we're already desensitized to cameras in every establishment. You can't go into a department.
We've caught them putting them in school bathrooms.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. And gym, showers and things like this. And so we're so desensitized to it already, and we know what's happening with Easy Pass on the highways and stuff like that, that the next step is just everywhere. The real challenge is going to be to get them into our homes, and they will.
They're already doing it with the new computers that automatically have the camera built in.
Right.
The new cable boxes have a microphone in it, even though it's not part of the application. The Scientific Atlantic boxes. TiVo, remember when Janet Jackson showed her breast?
Uh-huh.
And then everybody freaked out, and TiVo went, we had a record, rewind and replay. They said, how'd you know that? Oh, well, we track all that. Oops, we shouldn't have talked about that. Go ahead and tell us what's going on in Houston. I'll shut up, Kenny.
Well, at the end of this article, it reminded me of you. It said, just casually, what we're going to do to deter people from doing it will be, like, possibly a loudspeaker that'll say, we're taking your picture, we see you dumping in the neighborhood.
That's already been done in England. That's, so, again, I'm not prophetic. It's just, no, the federal plan is, and already where I live, they have cameras in the neighborhood. It went from the highways to the side streets down to the neighborhood. And in most big cities, they're now putting in little trolleys, little cameras that buzz around, and it just and blimps, and it just
right.
And so they're gonna, yeah, they have a telescreen that makes a mean face, and then it shouts at you for even unsocial behavior. In fact, these things listen with shotgun mics in England where they're testing them, and if you say a cuss word to your dog, it goes, now, that's not very friendly. I may have to fine you, and it can then face scan you. That's the next wave, and then send you a ticket, just like that movie Demolition Man. Did you see that, Raleigh?
No.
But this is freedom, Raleigh. Why can't we put those trolley cameras on the border, Raleigh?
Well, of course, and that's the other thing. Individuals who will steadfastly say that they are safer because of these intrusions, that's totally belied when you realize we have a wide open border, and for all sorts of reasons, even apart from terrorism. You know, the first time Vicente Fox said he was going to force us to pay his citizens' Social Security, I was outraged. Then I got it. You know, these are our slave class. These illegals are the people who have supplanted the slaves from the 1800s, and we absolutely want them coming over.
Well, Vicente Fox just said that he wants a Pan-American Union. Of course, that's already been put into place.
Yeah.
And that's the plan. They just haven't told us yet. It's on C-SPAN when they have the meetings, but the American people don't know they have a national ID card. They don't know that they're getting rid of the sovereignty. They don't know any of this is happening. Thanks for the call, Kenny. Let's talk to Sydney now in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to get your comment on two questions. The first one, when I try to tell my friends that this election is a big, puppet show, and, they kind of think I'm crazy, and, it seems like it's the only choice that they have.
Why they go, oh, you mean government has manipulation, and that there's assassinations in history, that's impossible, and that governments ever did anything wrong, and that people should have freedom? Oh, you're some kind of nut! You're some kind of wild, I'm sorry.
What should I give them as choices to, as other options that they can do, since this is already has a certain outcome? What else should I tell them?
Michael Perutka, the Constitution Party, Michael Bagnarek of the Libertarian Party, run themselves on a third-party ticket locally, or be covert about it. Say you love the New World Order, run, get in office, and reverse the lie. Instead of saying you're good and then lying once you get in office, say you're pro-New World Order, get in office, and then we may have to have secret societies of good people that run claiming their New World Order. I've actually thought about that. But, if your friends are in denial about the puppet show, what planet are they living on, Raleigh?
Well, again, it's expedience. If you deny it, then you don't have to be involved with it. All you have to do is go and vote. If you affirm it, now you're going to have to reorganize your life and get involved. And people will be in denial forever because they don't have the time or inclination to get involved.
Yeah.
And also, what do you think about this 666 to Beast movie, and what's the effect that's going to have on society when it comes out? And that's it.
What do I think? I couldn't understand what you said.
The Beast movie, I saw it on InfoWars. It's coming out.
Oh, how Jesus didn't exist?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just pure propaganda. And just, I guess their answer to the passion.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk to, is it Alonda in Missouri? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Welcome.
This is Alonda.
Okay.
Yes. I wanted to relate a story that had come out of Germany in World War II that
okay.
I think correlates with what's coming now. And the reason I had thought of this, heard Dave von Kleist say that when you speak to people about the coming tragedy, and everything, they just want to turn up their little microphones on their rap music and all of their rock music and don't want to face it.
Yeah, the great delusion, yes.
Yes. Well, this story was told by Penny Lee. She's the champion for Right to Life. And this German man had approached her, and he said that in Germany, his church was right in front of the railroad track. And he said these cars were going by behind, full of Jews going to the ovens. And he said they would be screaming and yelling and wanting to get attention and sympathy and prayers. But these people were so overwhelmed by this that they just sang a little louder in the church.
And nowadays it'll be, they're probably with Al-Qaeda.
Yes. And
by the way, all the real federal training is that homeschoolers are terrorists, conservatives are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists. That's what all the real federal drills are, by the way. And so they've got all the Christian conservatives going, kill all them Arabs. Well, I bet you're happy then, folks, because in Thailand they put people in these trucks, and 78, now the number's grown, but this is the article from last night, 78 people died while being bussed for protesting. And Raleigh, comments?
Well, you know, again, when we talk about Germany or whatever and the old history repeats itself, human nature does not change. People will not, en masse, wake up very often until it's way too late.
Well, a point I've made over and over again is that Hitler didn't brag about the camps. Hitler didn't promote it. He kept it a secret. Only in modern America does Michael Savage and Michelle Malkin and now O'Reilly get up and say anybody that disagrees with the government. And O'Reilly and Savage have said this. Malkin doesn't go that far. Aids terrorists, aids them, so let's put them in a forced labor camp. I mean, so now in America, we've hit a new high of, yeah, let's torture them. Yeah, let's put them in camps. I mean, the Nazis didn't brag about what they were doing. They kept that quiet, Raleigh.
Absolutely.
Raleigh? Yes, go ahead.
I heard Joyce Raleigh say just recently that our country had purchased, I believe she said, 7,000 railroad cars from Germany. And, of course, this story came immediately to my mind. And I was thinking, no, it won't be the Jews. It will be the Christians, the so-called handicapped, mentally handicapped, and physically handicapped.
Well, I'll tell you what the COINTELPRO documents, and thanks for the call, say it'll be. This is how tyranny works. The local viceroy wants your business or wants your wife. He'll just have you arrested and no charges. Okay, or the COINTELPRO says liberal preachers, conservative preachers, anybody who could have political power in a real tyranny, that's who they go after. Raleigh?
Of course it is. Now, they won't go after everybody, though. They'll leave a couple people standing as examples. When it's brought up, they can say, well, if we were really doing this, this person would be gone. So it's not complete. But sure it'll be that way. I don't think there's a doubt, and I don't know what it'll take to cause people to awake. And that's, you know, frankly why I'm so glad you're doing your show, Alex, because, you know, most of us are ready to look at retirement. You are our future. And when I hear your callers who are young and vibrant, it gives me a certain amount of hope, because our only hope is widespread knowledge and belief and courage to act on it.
Well, Raleigh, you're pretty young. You're going to be around for a long time. You better be.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's wonderful to see you doing it, and like I say, and to see the callers doing it, because it's a very uphill battle. And if there's any hope in this, that hope is that that the knowledge gets out there before they come to pick up the guns, which, of course, is where they will head. And they've got to do that first before their plan can be complete.
And Josh Sugarman and the UN and all of them have said, we're going to get your guns. We've got the school children. He even said this in a local paper a few years ago. We're going to get your guns very soon.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Canada, actually, I'm very pleased. They've spent well over $2 billion now, and less than 50% of the citizens have been compliant in gun registration, not even collection. And I think that that's a hopeful sign. And that is the one thing that we need to be very wary of. Even the mention of a gun registration is when we will see the final steps to enslave us.
Well, that's what all these gun buybacks are for, is to give you news images of people turning their guns in.
Of course.
I mean, that's despicable, folks. Any mayor that has a gun buyback, anybody that's involved in this, need to move for their removal. I mean, the police supposedly work for us, so they've got the right to have guns that comes from us. How can we not have the right? And again, Chicago has confiscated just tens and tens of thousands, what is it, 70-something thousand guns since 1996 when they banned all guns in Chicago, and their crime rate was already one of the highest. Then it doubled again, now double what New York is with a gun ban. I mean, folks, they know it doesn't work, and then when you're behind five bars and latches in your house, you just call for more cops to keep you safe, who then treat you like total garbage.
Well, the cops will tell you outright they cannot keep you safe. And, of course, all the research, like John Lott's wonderful More Guns, Less Crime, shows time and time again that if you want to increase crime, let the criminals know the citizenry is not armed. So the idea of picking up a gun to make you safer is false on the face of it. It's never about that. And this is one where we can look at history time and time again. It is always collect the weaponry from the people.
No kidding. It's common sense. Good place to end it. Raleigh.net. Thank you so much for coming on. Raleigh James. Folks can hear you 9 to midnight. God bless.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
It's been great. We'll be back with the final segments and final comments, final news tidbits as we accelerate toward the 04 election.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, I can't take any more calls, and I meant to spend 30 minutes on this today, and I never did. It's an article here, British agents engineered capture of CARE International's Margaret Hassan, and it says they've learned from credible sources in Iraq that the kidnapping of Margaret Hansen is an operation concocted by British agents inside the country in conjunction with her husband. Now, the point I want to make here is we've caught them in the past doing this just in the last year. you know, the FBI grabs you, then gives you to Iraqi security forces, and they saw your head off. I mean, this is really happening. But I was reminded last night, listening to a report where they were admitting, and I had read this in the history books from our own history, they had Roosevelt's grandson who ran the operation in 1943 in Iran on NPR, an old tape of him, admitting what they did. They had an elected prime minister who was anti-communist, had thrown the communist out, was pro-West. So since he was being nice, they thought, we'll just throw him out, put this young prince on, and take all the oil. Well, he found out, wouldn't go along with it, so our government, with the British, went, and this is Roosevelt's grandson admitting all this, he's very proud of this, they went in 1943 and actually hired thousands of thugs to go out in several cities and shoot and kill thousands. They're very proud of this. To shoot mosques, to kill people, to blow things up, riot in the streets, and yell, up with the prime minister and up with communism, because the Muslims hated communism. This was a Persian, these aren't Arabs, and then they were pro-West folks and anti-communist. And then they hired another group of thugs to attack them, supposedly working for the prince. Oh, look, the prince is fighting back against the prime minister and his thugs, running around going, up with communism, shooting and killing and bombing. And then here we are from 1943 with this NPR piece I heard, and I'd always read this and knew this was admitted, but here they were, all these people on the radio, admitting what they did, very proud. Well, we went out and started shooting and killing everyone and blaming it on the Iranian leadership, and it worked quite nicely. Then they put the Shah in, start the torture camps, the rest of it. Then there's a counter-revolution, and Ayatollah Khomeini gets in. So we go from somebody who loves us and who's elected and who's anti-communist to the Ayatollah Khomeini because of what the CIA did. Did I say 43? It was 1953. There we go. So just another example of problem, reaction, solution. We can't wait 50 years for them to admit 9/11, some member of the 9/11 operation on radio or TV going, yes, we did it, we are very good, I'm a big hero, I'm so brave. Oh my goodness. An article here out of Delaware News, a civilian backdoor draft for civilian workers are being told they're about to be forcibly injected with the anthrax and smallpox inoculations and be drafted off to war, so that's on Infowars.net. Clearly, flight 587 to New York was blown up, but now they're saying it's like TWA Flight 800. It was the pilot's fault all the way. We're out of time, folks. I'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 2 during the day, of course, at night, 9 to midnight Central. New shortwave frequency starting next Monday, 9.985 during the day, 9.985, and at night it's the same, 3210. On the last 60 seconds here, go to Infowars.com. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the Secure Safe online shopping carts. A lot of new specials on the DVDs and VHS and the books and stuff we carry. A lot of new incredible specials as low as $5.95 per almost two-hour video. I mean, this is a great price. Infowars.com to order or call toll-free to get American Dictators or any of the films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now get out there and take on the New World Order and expose tyranny. And again, another example, get my videos and make copies of them. Get them out to people. 888-253-3139. We'll be here covering the staged election right through next week, so be sure and tell your friends to tune in.
Hello, folks.